This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sohini Das. BJP MLA Yumnam Khemchand Singh takes oath as Chief Minister of new government in Manipur as Centre revokes President's rule in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses confidence that newly formed government in Manipur will work diligently to accelerate development and ensure prosperity for the people. Fifth session of 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly begin with Governor's address. Mizoram Chief Minister Laldu Homa says state budget for 26-27 has been prepared in accordance with recommendations of 16th Finance Commission. Those were the news headlines, the news and details. In Manipur, BJP MLA Yumnam Khemchand Singh was sworn in as Chief Minister yesterday, hours after the Ministry of Home Affairs issued a notification announcing the revocation of President's rule with immediate effect. The President's rule was imposed in Manipur on 13 February 2025, following the resignation of then-Chief Minister N. Biren Singh, and kept the Manipur Legislative Assembly under suspended animation. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla administered the oath to Khemchand during the swearing-in ceremony held at Lok Bhavan in Imphal. Khemchand represents the Singh Jame Assembly constituency. Two other MLAs, Nemcha Kipjen of BJP and Lossi Diko of NPF, took oath as Deputy Chief Ministers, while BJP MLA Govindas Konthujam and MPP MLA Khurajam Lokan took oath as ministers. Nemcha Kipjen attended the ceremony from Manipur Bhavan, New Delhi, via video conference. Talking to reporters, the Chief Minister said Manipur will play an important role in the Viksit Bharat 2047. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday expressed confidence that the newly formed Manipur government led by Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh will work diligently to accelerate development and ensure prosperity for the people. The Prime Minister congratulated the Singh and Nemcha Kipjen and Lossi Diko, who took oath as Deputy Chief Ministers of Manipur. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also congratulated the Chief Minister and the two Deputy Chief Ministers as they take on important responsibilities in the new government. With the restoration of an elected leadership in the state, the Defence Minister said there is renewed hope for stability, development and social cohesion. He was confident that they will work with dedication and vision to steer Manipur towards a more peaceful, inclusive and prosperous future. Meanwhile, congratulations poured in from chief ministers of different states across the country. Nagaland Chief Minister Naipyu Rio, Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma also congratulated the new Chief Minister and his Council of Ministers. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh yesterday chaired the first cabinet meeting of his government at the Cabinet Hall of the Chief Minister's Secretariat in Imphal. The cabinet meeting was convened shortly after being sworn in as the Chief Minister of the state at Lok Bhavan. Meanwhile, the Manipur Legislative Assembly Secretariat has informed that the seventh session of the current 12th Manipur Legislative Assembly will be held today. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday participated in several programs under Fatikroy Assembly constituency in Unakoti district. The Chief Minister laid the foundation stone of a permanent bridge connecting Saidarpara and Sardapalli of Kumarghat to be constructed at around 11.78 crore rupees. It is targeted for completion within 720 days. Addressing the gathering, the Chief Minister emphasized that bringing smiles to people's faces remain the primary objective of the government. He also noted that the government is working to promote technology-driven and value-based education in line with the National Education Policy 2020. Later in the day, the Chief Minister inaugurated a two-story building of PM Shri Hajibari Higher Secondary School under Purba Ratachara Panchayat, constructed at around 1.40 crore rupees. In the evening, the Chief Minister inaugurated the 4 days 6th Milan Mela at Fatikroy Higher Secondary School ground. The fifth session of the 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly began yesterday. This was the first sitting of the special session this year and will run for 2 days. In his address, Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik highlighted inclusive development, democratic governance and infrastructure growth. He expressed his gratitude to the central government for supporting projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees and launching the GST Bachat Utsav. The governor noted that the state's GDP has grown 2.6 times over the past decade with a five-fold increase in state resources. Key initiatives include expansion of Donyi Polo Airport, national highways, rural roads and the Vibrant Villages program. He declared 2025-26 as the year of human capital. Earlier, the assembly observed 2 minute silence, paying tribute to former MLAs and leaders who passed away recently. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that a new committee has been formed for verification of irregularities related to land compensation for the construction of Lada Sarli Frontier Highway. Replying to MLA Kumar Y's queries during 0 hour of the assembly session yesterday, Khandu said, the committee will submit its report soon and based on that, rightful landowners whose names were missing from the previous list will be duly compensated. Similarly, the ones who received more compensation will have to pay the state government back. Replying to charges of growing corruption in the state, he said, the Anti-Corruption Bureau has made 142 arrests since 2016, and no one will be spared if found guilty of corruption charges. Chief Minister Laldu Homa said that the Mizoram budget for 2026-27 has been prepared in accordance with the recommendations of the 16th Finance Commission. In a social media post, the Chief Minister stated that nearly 80% of Mizoram's proposals were accepted by the 16th Finance Commission during its visit to the state, based on the horizontal devolution criteria and weightage. He highlighted that Mizoram's share under horizontal devolution has increased compared to the 15th Finance Commission, rising from 0.50 to 0.564 under the 16th Finance Commission. This increase is expected to result in higher tax devolution to the state during the period from 2026 to 2031. The Chief Minister expressed satisfaction that Mizoram is among the northeastern states to have recorded an increase in its horizontal devolution share under the 16th Finance Commission. The Indian Council of Agricultural Research, Sikkim Centre, yesterday organised stakeholders' workshop on pre-kharif crop planning and cum farmers scientist interaction. During the farm visit, Sikkim Governor Om Prakash Mathur highlighted the importance of large cardamom and mandarin in the farm economy of Sikkim and suggested that ICAR scientists help boost production by establishing nurseries in the state. During the visit to the animal section, he praised the work done by ICAR on poultry, goatery, piggery and dairy units. The governor also inaugurated exhibition stalls where local farmers from all districts of Sikkim displayed their farm produce, including millets, fresh fruits, vegetables and processed products. Farm implements, including mini power tillers, paddy threshers, electric generators and grass cutters, were distributed under the TSP project by ICAR to the group of beneficiaries. He also praised the efforts of ICAR and farmers for producing millets and practicing organic farming. The State Cancer Society of Meghalaya yesterday organized the second Meghalaya Cancer Conclave in Shillong with the participation of doctors from across the state and officials of the health department. Addressing the conclave, Health and Family Welfare Minister Wailad Miki Shilla said, the conclave serves as a reminder of the varied challenges faced by patients and emphasized that the society must not shy away from confronting the growing burden of cancer. East Khasi Hills District continues to record one of the highest incidences of cancer in Meghalaya, with 227.9 cases detected per 1 lakh male population in the district alone. The minister urged the citizens to seek medical checkups while they are healthy instead of waiting until symptoms become severe. In a video message, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma said the mission focuses on screening eligible populations and detecting cancer at an early stage on the occasion. The health minister also launched several key initiatives at strengthening cancer prevention and control in the state. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani, Shillong.
Thank you.